losing is frustrating, and there's no doubts about that. But also, coping with 40 hours on the road, 3 hours sleep is pretty impressive. And I thought the guys handled themselves fantastically over the last 2 days. excuse me. Some of the things that have gone on the last couple of days have been a shambles. Been forced to get here, forced to get the game on. We only arrived at 7:10 after travelling all day and all night. And for the guys to respond like they did is pretty impressive.
You talk about the education, particularly for the younger players. So, I mean, that's something else for them to think about, I suppose, over the last 2 days as to what does go on.
Well, you've just got to get your head right. You've got to make sure that you arrive in the right space and you get your personal preparation. And I said they think, they did a good job. This tournament's about us growing a little bit. This tournament's about some of our youngsters getting game time. And they'll be better for it. And I think they're seeing elements of things that we are getting better at. But at this top end, they've got to be more right more often.
A cracking try for you tonight, though, with a couple of young lads combining down that left-hand side.
Yeah, well, Ben and Max, you know, when they get opportunities, really are able to combine. So they've just got to tidy up some of the other things that sort of the nuts and bolts of the game and make sure that they get them right, sort of 79, 80 minutes, because at this level, if they can't get those bits right, you're forcing yourself to score tries all the time.
The sending off, you were up against 14 men after that. You must have thought, with a 10-point lead and them down to 14, that you're going to get the win.
You would have hoped so. But as I say, they've got some class players to bring Yashvili off the bench. You know, Harren Ordicky, Terry Thomas looked pretty impressive. And, you know, they kicked well on the edge, which we couldn't really cope with. They had a bit more pace than us on the edge and very difficult. So they were pretty smart towards the end. And little chips in behind we were struggling to cope with. There wasn't anything defensively we were getting wrong. They've got a lot of talented individuals that we just allowed to flourish in that last 15 minutes.
When going back to your journey here, you can't in your career remember too many trips like that, can you?
I've never done anything like that. I've never had a plane cancelled, and we've had to be in a European contest the next day. And as I said, there's some things that need looking at from the tournament, because I'm not sure if that was a Heineken Cup game we would be expected to turn out in a major event. But that's what the regulations say you have to do. And to be honest, last night was a bit of a shambles as we were trying to solve it at 12:30 at night with athletes who hadn't eaten, hadn't slept, and they were leaving and going on the bus at 3:30, 4:00 this morning. So there was those sort of conversations that we had. We had to get here, we had to make sure we got our bit right. And I thought we did. I thought we did a pretty good job. We just didn't necessarily get the win that we got pretty close to.
Should have beaten Biarritz twice, really, over the two games.
Well, we should have. And that just shows where our season is, really. We're making enough improvements to be able to compete, but we've got to be able to close out the game, which is a reoccurring theme, and we can't seem to get over the line.
You've got, 10-day break now, although you've got to get back home, yeah? But what are you going to do before the build-up to the Gloucester game?
Well, we give a few guys a rest, don't we? And that was key. You know, people like Chris Purnell, Jonathan Thomas. We didn't really want to use Purse today, but we needed his physicality out there in that last 10 minutes. So we're hoping to come into next week pretty fresh, and then we can give it a real crack against Gloucester.